My moment now is my own, and I alone choose how to use it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, with instant illumination. So, my moment now is my own, and I alone choose how to use it. We're talking to some people the other day, and they were telling us of the great problems that they were experiencing. And they were telling us how horrendous it was and how difficult it was and how it affected such a large number of people and how their hearts went out to how deeply it affected everybody. And, you know, they really wanted to be compassionate and everything. And I said, well, now, what are you doing about it? And they said, well, we're getting a group together and we're going to go down and we're going to do this. We're going to take care of that. We're going to go out and, you know, handle these details. And I said, now, what are you doing now about it? And well, we're setting up these people. And what are you doing now? Right this moment. Well, what do you mean right this moment? What thought do you have in your mind right this moment about the project you're working on? Oh, actually, I didn't have a thought in my mind about it. Well, what do you mean you didn't have a thought in your mind about it? Well, I was thinking about we were going to the show tonight. We're going to go out and go dancing, and we're going to do this and that. I said, that's wonderful. Is the project you're thinking about important? Oh, my, yes, it affects so many lives, and it's so really important. Then why are you not thinking about it right now? Well, I am thinking about it. I'm putting these things in process, you know, and I'm putting the project in process to happen, to take place. Well, that's wonderful. But what are you doing right now about it? Well, what do you mean? Well, now is the only time there is. There is no time that you will put your project in process. There is no time that you will get people together to work on your program. There's no time that the people in these areas are going to be less concerned with what they're concerned with than right now. No time. Okay, let's take a silly illustration. In Georgia, it rained, and 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 the city streets were flooding with water, coming right up into the city streets, into the stores, filling up the basements, making a mess out of everything. The lower areas were, the houses were covered with water. The higher areas, the basements were covered with water. The rain was just something tremendous. Now, they called the Red Cross. They called the different societies that are out to help people in emergency. They called everywhere. And they called God. Oh, God, help us. And God says, listen within. I haven't got time to listen within. Help us, you know. And God says, listen within. And they don't. Now, what would happen if they were to listen within? If they were to listen within, they would say, all is in divine order right now. And continue with their project, but all is in divine order right now. And then what would happen? The process of all being in divine order would be so. It would be so. And would the rain stop? Maybe, maybe not. Would the flood stop? Maybe, maybe not. Would the problem stop? Maybe, maybe not. How would you have the problem stop? How would you have the problem not be anymore? Well, when you, in your absolute idiotic stupidity, can close your eyes, perhaps, and see the city on a sunny day, on a warm, sunny day with the grass all so green and beautiful and the flowers all perfect. But that's a lie. No more than the illusion you're seeing the city underwater is a lie. And you see the city under the sun is a lie. They're both exactly the same. But this is real. And the other is real too. The other is real too. When you start seeing your city in that order, it is done. Now, this story didn't get much press. It got it in the Reader's Digest, but other than that, up in Nebraska, in dry country, one man wanted rain on his crop. And so he prayed that his crop would have enough rain to grow beautifully. And his crop was in a square of land like this, maybe a square mile. And up there they have lots of land because it's just nothing you can do with it much. So his neighbors all had their square miles of land. Nothing, no trees, no nothing, just empty land. And this guy, every night it would rain on his property. And his crops would grow profusely and beautifully. And the neighbors say, "What you got going there? You know, witchcraft or some silly thing like that?" And he say, "No, I just spoke my word that I have rain every night and that everything is in order." "Well, why don't you do that for us too?" "I can't. You can do it for yourself, but I can't. If I do it for you, it will not be effective. I can only do it for myself and my world. Now, if you want to sell me your property, then I can do it for my property, but I cannot do it for yours. I can speak my word for your property that it's has rain every night and stuff. And if you don't believe that, if you say it ain't so, if you say it's an illusion that it rains, ha ha ha, then you wash out that beautiful circumstance." No. My moment now is my own, and I alone choose how to use it. How do you choose to use the moment that you have? And do you want to tell other people about the moment that you're choosing to use? Or are you going to just use it yourself? Now, is it selfish to use it yourself? Not at all. It is not selfish. It is perhaps selfish in one definition of the word, that is for yourself. But that it is against anybody else is not true. Anyone can do exactly like you do. Now, two brothers go to school, go to medical school, go on to become medical doctors. One is absolutely famous, and the other is good, but not famous. What made the one famous? What made the one famous, probably, was his humility, his deep humility that let him do what he wanted to do and not worry about the consequences. He could operate on his own family and never worry that he'd get upset in the process because that's his son. He could do these things. Now, can you do that? Could his brother do that? No, his brother didn't. He did what most doctors do. Get somebody else to do the operation now, when it was necessary. So, why did one become famous? Why was one so illumined, so rich too for it? And the other was not hurting, but he wasn't illumined and rich like the brother. Brought up the same family, same home, same parents, same experiences, same schools all the way, same girlfriends virtually, you know. And same boyfriends and same every type of a relationship, you know. Okay. One had that special ingredient of humility where he could do something and not tell anybody about it. He could do a sensitive operation on the brain of a person. And, of course, everybody knew he did it, but he didn't tell anybody about it. They'd say, "Oh, that was a wonderful brain operation you did the other day." Yes, the patient came through fine. He had the will to live, and he wanted to live, and it was, you know, his choice. "But no, you did a marvelous brain operation on him." "Well, I did what I could, you know. I did whatever I was talented to do, but the patient was the one who was healed. The patient was the one who had the desire to live. I merely gave him the tools to live." Now, You see, when you have that humility, the door is open to you for everything. But when you need credit, and doctors need credit too, because that shows the world that they're good, and then the world can be the path to their doorstep. But when you don't need credit, the world beats a path to your doorstep with money in their hands. And people without money come too. And you cannot tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference whether one pays or doesn't pay, whether one has it or doesn't have it. All you're concerned about is to express now, my moment now is my own, and how I choose to use it. You use the moment now in love and peace and joy and harmony, and you're fantastic. You're just utterly fabulous. Can you be that way? You see, I'd like to. I'd like to have the ability to be that way and the ability to be untouched. But can you? How many Audrey Hepburns are there?
One.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Yeah. And how many great individuals are there who do these things? Not many. Can everyone be like that? Is there any rule that says nobody else can do that? No. But can you, in the sincerity of your heart, be humble and serve and do things without expecting anything in return? Can you do that? And when you can do that, and do that, you're fantastic. But that means something very terrible. Because when you come home from town, oh, I met the cutest little child, and I met this here, and I met that there, and they were so wonderful, and they said, oh, aren't you nice, and oh, you're so wonderful, and you're so good, and, you know. All that is asking for credit. Now, it's not bad, but all that is asking for credit. Because really, it doesn't make any difference to us whether some little child was quite lovely and quite charming and became more charming because you were there. But it made a difference to you. But it makes no difference to anybody else. Anybody else thinks, that's nice, you know. That's her experience or their experience. Now, what kind of a response do you want from people? You want the response from people which says, oh, they can do anything. You don't need credit, but they can do anything. And they don't need to tell you about it. You know they do it. Oh, that beautiful healing beautiful healing action took place last night. I bet I can tell you who was there. You know. Who was there? Well, Herb was there. Oh, really? He was home in bed. No, that's what you think. That's what you think. Now, can I tell you, who was there? Ellen was there. She was being loving and gentle and uplifting the child's consciousness to wholeness. Or it was Ingeborg or Sylvia or Esther. Doesn't matter. Any one of you. And you see, when the circumstances come to that, then my moment is now. My moment now is my own. And then magic takes place. Think on these things and enjoy them and love them and realize that you're fantastic. I love you. I love you. I love you.